This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, March 28th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, a report on bullying in schools. AM 580's Michael Kaliska spoke with those behind a film made by eighth graders in a Champaign middle school. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, a look at today's news. The fire that claimed a downtown Danville building on Wednesday didn't hurt anyone, but it did deal a blow to a struggling downtown area. However, the head of a redevelopment group called Downtown Danville Incorporated says the businesses that were forced out because of the fire, two in the destroyed building and two adjoining firms, hope to return to downtown. Rachel Dietkus also hopes that the fire doesn't create a gap which makes other downtown properties less attractive.
This truly is imperative not only for downtown Danville but for any community that does have a thriving or a progressing business district that you don't want gaps in it. You want to make sure that you have every storefront filled. You want to make sure that where there was once a building that an equitable replacement goes where something once stood.
Ditka says that's the problem Danville faces with a corner lot where a former eye clinic burned in 2006. But she says there's been some interest in that property and she hopes the front facade of the Vermilion Street building can be saved so a new building can go up behind it. The man who challenged the validity of a Champaign County board member's ballot petitions is asking the Illinois Supreme Court to hear his case. Richard Reynolds argues that Democrat Brennan McGinty should have been taken off the February primary ballot because of mistakes in numbering the pages of his ballot petitions. Reynolds' challenge was rejected by the county electoral board, upheld by a circuit judge, and rejected again by an appellate court panel. Reynolds' attorney Ruth Wyman says that amidst the conflicting rulings, Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon and Circuit Judge Tom DeFanis both sided with her client.
The fact that those two individuals are the individuals in our county who would deal most with election law issues makes it, I think, important and, in fact, imperative that the Illinois Supreme Court address this issue and clarify what I think has not been clear not only in the case law to this point, but in front of the appellate court as well.
In a response to Reynolds' petition, an attorney for McGinty says there are no unsettled issues in the case that merit a statewide ruling. Attorney Andrew Beckett also believes the case is moot because the February primary is over. There is no deadline for the Illinois Supreme Court to rule on whether it will hear the McGinty case. Both Wyman and Beckett say it could be months before they learn if the case will go forward. The Champaign County Board last night approved another loan to its cash-strapped nursing home. The vote came with the knowledge that new solutions to the nursing home's financial woes will have to be found soon. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The nursing home is dealing with an unexpected cut in Medicaid funding from the state. 60% of nursing home residents are on Medicaid, and the 8% reduction amounts to about a $600,000 annual loss in funding. Nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says they've already fallen behind in paying some bills. The short-term solution is a $775,000 loan from other county funds approved by the county board last night. The nursing home is to pay the loan back in 6 months with property tax revenue due to come in later this year. Between now and then, Buffenbarger says he'll have to find other options for saving money or bringing in more revenue. And he admits he doesn't know what they will be.
No, it's not a very rosy scenario, and we're hoping that we can find some operational changes that don't impact our services. I believe that we can, but we're just going to have to talk through with the board what it is that they prefer we do.
Until the Medicaid funding cuts, Buffenbarger was predicting that the county nursing home would begin to break even again in the next year to 18 months. He says the circumstances are different now. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Officials at Western Illinois University have released the text of a threatening note found Wednesday that caused a campus lockdown and increased police presence. The note reads, quote, "There will be a shooting today all around campus. Make the right decision. Bang, bang." The note was left in a drop box of an off-campus apartment complex. Students were given the option of skipping class without penalty. Yesterday, there was a heightened police presence on campus and residence halls were locked. University officials say additional officers from the Office of Public Safety will be on campus today to provide an extra measure of security. Southern Illinois University Carbondale's chancellor has gotten a one-week delay for a meeting with University President Glenn Pichard over performance concerns. Pichard had been scheduled to meet today with Fernando Trevino, who's been placed on paid administrative leave. But SIU spokesman David Gross told the Carbondale Southern Illinoisan an attorney for Trevino asked to postpone the meeting until April 4th. The university agreed. Pichard removed Trevino earlier this month, just 9 months after Trevino took the helm of SIU's flagship campus. An annual report on child well-being in Illinois shows gradual improvement over a 20-year period. The advocacy group Voices for Illinois Children has put out its annual Kids Count report, citing a decline in the reduced number of kids living in poverty and foster care and the increase in those covered by public health insurance. But the director of the group says he still has concerns about the lack of mental health facilities and how Illinois lags behind the nation in education funding. And those reviewing statistics in Champaign County say child care is also a problem, citing the recent closure of community daycare, a facility for low-income working families. Sue Gray is with United Way of Champaign County, one of the many groups seeking to start up a center to replace it.
It's a large task to run a child care, a quality child care facility. It's not babysitting. And that's what we have to realize, that learning is going inside and on inside these buildings, and that we want the best possible people caring for the children in our community.
State Representative Naomi Jacobson says efforts continue in Springfield to help children before they enter a classroom. She voted for legislation to expand Illinois' Preschool for All program. Most Kids Count statistics from Champaign County were on par with improved numbers in other parts of the state, including poverty rates, the percentage of babies born at a low birth weight, and families filing earned income tax credits. The Illinois Commerce Commission says it has approved a plan to spend more than $139 million to improve highway rail crossings. The ICC says the plan will affect more than 3,800 crossings over the next 5 years. Improvements range from flashing light and signal upgrades to bridge and tunnel projects. They also include smaller changes like new reflective warning and yield signs. Officials say the money comes from the state's Grade Crossing Protection Fund, railroads, and local governments. The ICC approved the plan yesterday. It includes improvements to a number of tracks in Champaign, Vermilion, and Douglas counties. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich says he'll do everything in his power to keep the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. Mike Rhee has more.
Blagojevich says the stadium's a top state tourist attraction, and while discussions continue for the state to buy Wrigley Field, he says his main concern is that the Cubs play baseball there.
And the Cubs ought to play baseball at Wrigley Field forever. And that if there's anything that I can do in the role of governor to try to guarantee and assure that the Cubs stay at Wrigley Field, as long as we don't use taxpayer dollars to make that happen, then that's good for the people of Illinois.
Blagojevich also says if there is a deal, the stadium's name should stay. Tribune Company Chief Sam Zell is trying to sell both the Cubs and Wrigley Field. A spokesperson for the Illinois Sports Authority, which owns and runs the White Sox U.S. Cellular Field, says discussions are ongoing. I'm Mike Reed.
For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Going to school can be a daily nightmare for some students. That is because one of six elementary and middle school students will become a victim of bullying. Some researchers say bullying is on the rise, especially with new emerging forms of online harassment. Now a new movie made by eighth graders at a Champaign middle school may soon enter classrooms around the country to tackle the problem of bullying. Michael Kaliska has this report.
When class is over, the sound of the school bell makes many students happy. But the break also means time for bullying. Shamim Raka is an honors reading teacher at Franklin Middle School. She says bullying happens in places where lots of students come together, like in the lunchroom or the gym.
I see it in the hallways. I see students coming up behind others and bopping them on the head and throwing them into lockers and just being verbally aggressive. And I see students cower from that, and that's a sign to me that there's some bullying going on.
University of Illinois education professor Dorothy Espelage studied bullying for 15 years. She says it affects students, especially in elementary and middle schools.
So you're talking about 40% that are actively involved. And then we have bystanders that reinforce the ringleader bully or assist in some ways, but very rarely do the bystanders intervene.
Espler says this number includes bullies and victims alike, but she says bullying isn't just a national problem. Chris Fall made movies on bullying in Australia. He and Espler both teamed up to start a similar movie project called Stories of Us here in the U.S. Fall says his interest in bullying deepened by watching his own stepchildren.
Sometimes they would be quite destructive without necessarily realizing the impact. I remember asking my stepdaughter on a few occasions, you know, do you realize how badly you were treating your friends? And she kind of didn't get it.
Last autumn, Fall came to Champaign to shoot the 25-minute film with Franklin eighth graders. He says in about 6 weeks, they created a script and shot the movie that tells the story of a bullying incident.
Everything in the film came from them. It was a matter of talking to them, asking them questions about what bullying incidents took place in their life, and of course clarifying what bullying was. So they would effectively give me all of the building blocks. All I did then was lay them all out in a line. Everything in it is theirs. So therefore every single scene is something which they completely identify with.
For eighth graders Laura Clark and Mason Wise, it was a special experience working with Chris Fall.
Yeah, because he wasn't like one of those adults who was trying to like tell us this is what we're going to do in the movie. He was just like asking us for ideas of what to do in the movie.
It was fun. It was interesting to see like how movies are really made and stuff.
Most of the students in the movie went through a bullying experience, either being a bully, a victim, or just standing by. Carl Stuckey plays the main bully in the movie, and he says he's got the experience.
I usually just did it because either I had something against them or my friends were doing it, so I would jump in on occasion.
Stuckey says since he got involved in the movie, he's trying to change his ways.
I usually try to think twice, but sometimes my emotions just get the best of me. But these days, I'm just thinking, keep it to myself. It's not worth it.
Many students say they think bullying decreased at their school since the movie was made. But their teacher, Shamim Raka, says the making of the movie also created side effects.
Two of the students who were in the film, who were very quiet, mild-mannered people, seemed to have found some kind of gumption from having participated in a major way in this film, and they became bullies. To my own chagrin.
In general, Raka says students became much more aware of bullying. Laura Clark says she spots bullying easier after helping make the movie.
Bullying isn't just like pushing people around and stuff. It can also be like spreading rumors about people. And so now when I hear rumors, I'm more like, stop spreading it. I used to spread them around, but now I know that how hurtful it can be.
The movie Stories of Us may soon be seen in classrooms nationwide. At Franklin Middle School, the movie will be part of the curriculum next year. I'm Michael Kuliska, AM 580 News.
The movie Stories of Us will be shown to the public for the first time tonight at the Virginia Theater in Champaign at 7 p.m. Admission is free. In the forecast for the region, decreasing clouds by this afternoon with a high around 45. Tonight, mostly clear skies, the low around 25, partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 48. Mostly cloudy Saturday evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low around 38. Showers likely Sunday, a chance of thunderstorms, the high around 58. Showers likely as well Sunday evening with a low around 45. Showers and thunderstorms likely Monday and Monday evening, the high around 68 degrees. Looking ahead to Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies, the high around 55. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, March 28th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.